Yeah,
That
work mind virus.
island, work mind illness. What's that virus?
Yeah, so
it's coming to Europe. I have to advise you, huh?
Yes, well, this is not something you should import from America. Please don't import the woke mind virus. It's bad. to summarize maybe the woke mind virus, it consists of creating very, very divisive identity politics. So it actually amplifies, woke virus, mind virus, in my view, amplifies racism, amplifies, frankly, sexism, and all the isms. And while claiming to do the opposite, it actually divides people and makes them sort of hate each other, and it makes people hate themselves.
Wokeness makes people hate themselves. I love it, but it clearly has made a bunch of EU bureaucrats hate Elon Musk. They're coming after him, gang. The authoritarian regime, the bullies in Brussels, are coming for Elon. We're going to see the latest despotic tactics being employed by European censors, and we're going to see why, in the end, it's all too little too late. There's nothing these pathetic bureaucrats can do about it. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy in turbulent times. If you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe. And also, many of you know, unfortunately, we've been completely demonetized. So let's all make sure to show some love to our awesome sponsor. And that's the one and only Mike Lindell. Christmas is coming, and you have got to click on that link below and take advantage of Mike's unbelievable holiday discounts. No one, I mean no one, is offering better savings like Mike this holiday season. Click on the link below and treat yourself to over 60% off of all of Mike's products. We're talking 60% off his incredible MyPillow 2.0s, 60% off Mike's wildly comfortable slippers, 60% off MyPillow mattress toppers. You see in the past, pattern here. It's wonderful. Order as many incredible MyPillow products as you want. I personally love Mike's Giza Dream Sheets, which are also, of course, 60% off. But this crazy offer is going fast, so don't wait. Click on that link below and support Mike Lindell as he fights for election integrity and surprise a patriot in your life with some of the most comfortable bedwear around this Christmas. Click on that link below or go to MyPillow.com/Turley. Gang, click on that link below. Save big today. It's being widely reported that the bullies in Brussels are launching their first ever investigation based on their new draconian and authoritarian social media rules. The European Commission announced that it has opened infringement proceedings into X, formerly known as Twitter, accusing the platform for not doing enough to stop supposed disinformation and hate speech from spreading online. I love how this tweet responded to those so-called infringement proceedings in response to this idiot bureaucrat announcing that the European Commission has opened formal infringement proceedings against X. This fellow replied, quote, translation, due to failing to control public opinion in accordance with U.S. and West requirements and allowing the spread of true information that's not conducive to the image of U.S. and the West. And I think that's spot on. What this is ultimately about is the fact that EU bureaucrats can't control Elon or X like they do other platforms. You, of course, remember when the CEO of Rumble announced that he had received what he called a, quote, extremely disturbing letter from a government committee in the UK Parliament. Now, of course, the UK is not the EU, but it betrays the same pattern here. It was a letter calling on Rumble to cancel Russell Brand because of the sexual assault allegations against him. And again, the key there is these are allegations, right? This was several months back. You remember this? As it turns out, it wasn't just Rumble. The same letter was sent to all major social media platforms, including YouTube, which, to their everlasting shame, more than willingly complied with the demands of the letter. Russell's channel has, unfortunately, as well, been demonetized on YouTube. It was sent as well to TikTok almost verbatim. Now, of course, Rumble told the UK committee to shove it. But it was an example of the way European leaders appear hell-bent on controlling the political narratives allowed on social media. We talked about this last week when Alex Jones was reinstated to X. censorship efforts by authoritarian regimes like the EU or increasingly the UK and the United States, censorship efforts go way beyond merely canceling the social media accounts of dissident voices. And that's because as long as the dissident voice remains popular, people are going to be attracted to them, either through live meetups or through email or text messages, whatever. If the dissident voice is popular, they'll still command attention, even if they've been deplatformed. And so what's so central to censorship efforts among authoritarian regimes is to not just deplatform, but also depopularize the dissident voice. And regimes do this through a number of ostracization efforts. Noam Chomsky refers to this fundamentally as manufactured consent. We've seen this all throughout the Russian-Ukraine conflict, where all the media outlets, the Western media outlets, all told us the same thing. Russia was losing. Ukrainians were devastating their army. The ghost of Kiev was shooting down Russian MiGs left and right. Russia was running out of missiles. Their economy was collapsing. The ruble was imploding. The Russians blew up Nord Stream. The people are rising up against Putin. They don't have functioning tanks. And on and on and on and on and on. Same old, same old. And now, interestingly enough, what do you know? More and more, these very same media outlets are quietly starting to trickle out the truth that Russia is indeed winning, or what the Telegraph calls a, quote, devastating victory. But the key here is that our legacy media puts forward a uniform narrative, a uniform message that deliberately attempts to make anyone who dissents from that uniform message look like they're either crazy or they're compromised, right? They'll either Alex Jones you, depicting you as a crazed, crack conspiracy theorist, or they'll Trump you, claiming that you're in bed with Putin. You're either crazy or you're compromised. I got that all the time, by the way, on this channel after the breakout of the Russia-Ukraine war, because I called out the media's patent propaganda nonsense that conservatives were buying. I was accused of being a shill for all things Putin. But what you have to understand is that that attempt at discrediting dissident voices can only happen if there's a unanimous narrative, a manufactured, fabricated consent with which only deranged voices disagree, right? Control over a narrative is therefore essential if the regime is going to be able to effectively isolate and thereby silence any and all dissent that threatens their power and affluence. But there's just one problem to that narrative control today. Elon Musk, right? He is the single biggest threat to the regime's control over the narrative, precisely because in acquiring Twitter, Musk provided a massive open communication network that disrupts the unanimity of the regime's narrative. And as such, Musk has effectively destroyed the regime's ability to isolate and seclude dissent. That's the key to why they hate Elon. Elon has provided a massive networking platform for hundreds of millions of dissenting voices that disrupts the unanimity of the regime's narrative and thereby effectively frustrates their attempts at ostracizing and silencing dissent. So we shouldn't be surprised in the least that the regime is going after Elon. We shouldn't be surprised in the least when the media starts referring to him as a deranged conspiracy theorist, a racist, an anti-Semite, and the overall danger to society, right? He's a crackpot. But in the end, it's all to no avail. The EU, like so many bureaucracies, is living in the past. It's living in a time when centralized states actually could control the flow of information. They can't do that anymore. In an information age, information, by definition, has been radically decentralized and disseminated among the masses through instantaneous digital access. There's nothing a bunch of autocratic bureaucrats in Brussels can do about that. And Elon has made it absolutely clear he knows that, and that he's hardly intimidated by these latest efforts to silence and censor. So we'll obviously keep our eyes on how things develop here, but my money is on Elon. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another
at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.